Radio Eagle.
Story Award, Wien, 2013.
Mein Name ist David Wiesekera. Ich bin 14 Jahre alt und komme aus Österreich. Und meine Eltern kommen aus Sri Lanka. Ich gehe in die Schule Wien 19 in der Krim. Und unsere Geschichte ist eine Klassenarbeit. Und ich habe stellvertretend für alle gelesen.
Unsere Geschichte.
Due to a genetic mutation in the human species, breathing is no longer an automatic biological function. Now each breath must be consciously willed into action. Imagine a world where you had to remember to breathe.
Never forget.
Simon's dead. He forgot to breathe. He died. He just forgot. And the little boy is only 11. His shoulders begin to shake and he makes a small whining sound. The bigger kids standing around him are completely silent. They wear white suits, green neon lights softly flash up and down their legs and arms. All of the children have two plastic tubes running out their noses, behind their ears and to a device in the center of their chest. There's a nose. Their noses are small, but can smell almost nothing. The school crest on their backs reads, New Krim Middle Technical School. In the center of the crest, the school motto, One breath, one life, never forget. The classroom is of standard design. It is painted white. There is an integrated 4D whiteboard tablet on each desk, where the pupils type or write with touch pens. Jacob, a slim boy with long fingers, is sitting in the corner, as far away from the teaching screen as possible. He was trying to illegally download games onto his desktop whiteboard tablet. He looks up. Fuck off, you little bastard. That's not funny. And all at once, several children call out, Is it true? Really? What do you mean? Such bullshit. No way. How do you know? The children bombard the little boy with questions. A girl turns to a boy with six fingers and small ears. Rudy, you're his breathing buddy this week, aren't you? Where's Simon? Why aren't you with him? I don't know. He told me to leave him alone after lunch, 'cause he was meeting up with Lizzie. A roar of voices from the front of the room recite in perfect unison. Buddies who stick to buddies are truly fine. Buddies never leave buddies behind. Lizzie, slightly stunned and pale, trips over her words. Now. No. Yes. We were. I mean, he wanted me to meet him behind the cricket cages outside. Then Mr. Phillips kept me after genetic design class, so I couldn't go. But Simon had a breath sensor shock watch, and what about his nose ox? A voice from the crowd calls out accusingly. Simon was always goofing around and talking of his nose ox when the teacher were out of the room. I told him not to. I told him. But he was school champion in extreme free breathing. In the competition last week, he breathed for 1 hour and 70 minutes with no technical support. I saw him. He could have gone longer, for sure. Only a cell video phone distracted him. He don't think he took off his nose ox, do you? A strange silence returned to the classroom. A girl with long blue hair says quietly, My grandpa told me of a time where people lived without fear. He told me that before Fukushima 3, they didn't worry about death all the time. No one wore tubes in their noses. Life was perfect. They slept without worries and had no problems. He told me they could do something called beach holidays. That's when people flew to other countries just for fun. They lay on the beaches and went swimming in the ocean. In the water. I saw the pictures. Grandpa promised that when things get better again, he would go to the beach holidays together. But I know that won't happen. Ah, I hate this life. I can't stand it. A boy with pierced ears falls to the floor, crying and pulling at his hair. The fear and tension in the room feel like lightning. Children, the stern voice of a teacher interrupts. What in the world is going on here? Bruno, would you please get up off the floor this instant? Several voices call out, what's going on? What happened? Where is Simon? Miss P, is he dead? Dead? The teacher's voice is icy. Well, let me tell you something. It seems Simon was alone behind the cricket cages, 10 meters away from his automatic nose tube oxidation system. And the batteries of his breeze detector shock watch are dead. He's been taken to the nurse's office for an emergency brain oxidation bath. We are very angry. Who in the world told you he was dead? The teacher continues with narrow eyes. Rudy, you were his breathing buddy this week, correct? Go downstairs to the headmistress' office immediately. He will deal with you later. There will be consequences. And children, let this be a lesson to you, all of you. Teenage bravado, really. Now, come along to your places. Today we will have extra practice. To the sound of marching drums and bagpipes, wailing 24-syllable voices raises in unison.
Red, green, brown, blue, to a school we will be true. 1, 2, 3, 4, in, out, more and more. Keep in mind, we leave no one behind.
Ich heiße Sophie, ich komme aus der Krim im 19. Bezirk. Unsere Geschichte hat 2 Enden und ich lese das 2.
That was the happy end, but it could have also ended like this. A strange silence had returned to the classroom. A girl with long blue hair spoke. My grandpa told me of a time where people slept without fear. He told me that before Fukushima 3, they didn't worry about death all the time. No one wore tubes in their noses. Life was perfect. They had no problems. He told me they could do something called beach holidays. That's when people flew to other countries just for fun. They lay on the beaches and went swimming in the ocean. I saw the pictures. Grandpa promised that when things got better again, he would go do this beach holidays together. But I know that won't happen. A teacher enters the room. Children, what's going on? What happened? Where's Simon, Mrs. P? Is he dead? It seems Simon was alone behind the cricket cages, 10 meters away from his automatic oxidation machine. And the batteries of his shock watch are dead. Who was his breathing buddy this week? Rudy, you need to go downstairs. The police are here. The rest of you? Mrs. P, what do we do now? Can't we give him an emergency brain oxidation bath? Can't they? Can they do anything? I don't know, children. I just don't know. From the hallway, the sound of a father's crying reached the classroom. Mrs. P, a thin voice says from the group, Simon was my friend. I know, children. Come along. Take your places. Come along, children. Time for the school marching tune. To the sound of marching drums and the bagpipes' demon wailing, 24 young voices raise in unison.
Red, green, brown, blue, to a school we will be true. 1, 2, 3, 4, in, out, more and more. Keep in mind, we leave no one behind.